16 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are live at Michelle's Cafe in LaGrange today as we spotlight LaGrange. And this portion of our Spotlight on LaGrange is brought to you by Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. And joining us this morning, we have Terry Mazzoni and also Karen Farrago joining us to talk. And both of us had the same thought a little bit. We thought, I don't know if we're going to have the interviews today because of the way the weather went and because of the duties that you have as the one who provides power. Talk a little bit about how your day kind of went yesterday when the weather came.
Well, through. I went to church yesterday morning, but last night I was about 6:30. We get our initial text that we got outages going, and once I found out that we were not going to be using our, we were going to have local dispatch and not our call center, I went into the office and worked from about until about 11:30, mainly just keeping people up to date on Facebook as to what was going on with the outages. LaGrange, as you know, got hit pretty good last night, and we lost power to Pheasant Run Village in LaGrange Township. Plus, we had some circuits out of our Webster Road substation in LaGrange Township. So I know that we probably lost 1,300 consumers without power at one point. More than that in terms of the entire service area, well over 2,000. Mostly just trees down on lines, and it just takes time.
What's your protocol in terms of response? How do you get the word out, get people in? How does that work?
Basically, well, there is always a trouble crew, so they know the first calls they're going to be coming out. And then after that, once we start to get the number of calls in through our call center, then we know that we got to bring in additional crews. And last night, most of the time, we let the call center handle our dispatching. But last night, we brought the local operations manager in, so he was in the office just dispatching crews. Just a little bit too much for one evening, so we have to have the guys, have to have everybody on duty. And I think we had six crews out last night with some additional people we didn't call in so they could come in this morning fresh and handle the rest of the outages.
Driving down 301 here, you see the line sort of swooping down. And you wonder, where would you start to bring them back up? It's almost like a domino effect on how these things are placed.
Well, that's what once we can bring, we're always looking to try and bring on the most people that we can at one time. So when we have a circuit out, we're going to work to bring that circuit back on. That's like 600 consumers on this particular circuit. So we're going to always try and bring in as many consumers on as we possibly can. Then you start working the smaller line outages and individual outages, and that is what becomes so time-consuming, because that's where you got to put a pole up or put a transformer back up or whatever needs to be done.
Right. A lot of things that you can't do at night, you have to wait for daylight to sort of see exactly the full extent of a lot of stuff.
Well, you still, we had crews out, just all they would do is run up and down the lines trying to find the problem. Last night, and that's what their job is, but it's a very time-consuming task. Great patience last night from the LMRE members. They were just happy to get their power on. A lot of confusion over here in LaGrange because I'm monitoring Facebook last night, and we're reporting what we're doing, but the village is stirred by First Energy. That's a whole different entity. I can't take responsibility for what goes on at First Energy, nor can they take any responsibility as to what goes on with LMRE. So there's a lot of confusion last night as I'm posting to Facebook. So we try and educate as we go through the process too. And the key thing last night, I just kept emphasizing, down power lines, assume it's hot, assume it's energized, don't touch. Safety matters. And those were the big issues that we were just trying to deal with. Not aware of some damage, but not aware of injuries, and that's what's important.
A couple of weeks ago, you invited me out to see your solar array, and there was a safety demonstration there. You had a couple linemen.
That's right.
Putting on that effort. And talk a little bit about their training and what they have to be wary of when they deal with situations like we have today.
One of the key issues during a major outage like this is people fire up their generators, and they need to have that transfer switch in so that it separates the generator from the utility service. So you can get people killed working on the lines just trying to restore power if there's power back feeding from a generator onto the line. So that's one of the key issues that we always have to be aware of during an outage, is that people have their generators hooked up correctly. But our linemen go through an extensive four-year training through our statewide association. We just upgraded the facility. Now they can train inside the building year-round. They actually can climb poles inside of a building that are legitimately 35, 40 feet tall. So it's an extensive training program that they have to go through.
And then you tell them, okay, the weather will not be as climate controlled as it is right now when you're climbing up to the top, right?
Yeah, I think they know that. We have a relatively young line crew now. We've had some recent retirements. I think they sort of enjoyed last night. Maybe they're tired this morning, but I think they sort of live for this.
Well, our engineer here, Terry, used to work in the cable industry and had climbed some of those poles too. I wish Mother Nature would cooperate a little bit. But you don't get power outages when it's nice weather because sometimes they go hand in hand with each other.
Well, that's right. But I think they like that challenge. They had some excitement in their eyes last night.
Okay, here's one for you. Just a curious curiosity here. What does a utility pole cost? Any idea?
I don't know offhand, Craig. Yeah.
All right. I just wondered. All right,
but we'll have that as a trivia contest later in the week, sponsored by Lorraine Medina Rural Electric.
It starts out as a tiny tree. Imagine having to plant it and wait for it to grow. So your return on investment for that little tree.
In case we want to buy one, I don't know.
What are you, a lumberjack?
Well, look at today. A whole lot of them have to be replaced.
Yeah,
I'll try and have that answer by the time I leave after breakfast.
All right. He'll post it on Facebook or something like that, or he'll send you a text message with the answer. Well, we have also with us, besides Terry here, Karen Farrago. What did you bring Karen here to play? You said people fund with a D, not an F. Not fun.
Yeah,
fun.
Well, yeah, it can be fun. Karen's our people fund administrator. We have a unique program at Lorraine Medina Rural Electric called Operation Roundup, and people round their bills up to the next dollar. And I'll let Karen explain it. We also gave a really neat grant that Keystone Schools was really, really hyped up about, and I thought I'd let Karen talk a little bit about the program today. This program's been around a few years, so go ahead, Karen. The
program first started for LMRE in 1999, but it's a national program for all co-ops throughout the nation, and we started it at our co-op in 1999, and basically what you do is every member on the co-op line, their bill is rounded up to the nearest dollar. So if you have a $30, $30.23 bill, you round that up and it'd be $31. That extra change goes into what we call the People Fund. And what it's for organizations and also individuals. If they're searching for the money, they don't have it. Like an individual, if they have medical problems and they just can't get the bills paid, we try and help them out. As far as Keystone School is concerned, all schools have money issues, but they were looking for the Chromebooks because that's the state test. They have to take the state test on these Chromebooks. They're like tablets. And they came to us and asked for 30 Chromebooks. We'd love to give the money for 30 Chromebooks, but we couldn't because we have other applications also. So we were able to give them money for half of their Chromebooks and the cart that they have to charge it on. So they were able to come up with the rest of the money, and they got all the 30 Chromebooks that they needed. So the principal over at the elementary school was very, very thankful, and we're very happy to do it because it helps with education with the students.
Are you the one that receives all the applications?
Yes, I am. Yep, I have to look at them, make sure that they're filled out right, and then I send them to our representatives in the area, whichever area that the application comes from. So we have 9 districts, and we have 9 representatives throughout our system. And once the they first have to call the office and speak with me. So I ask a few questions concerning what they're looking for, what they need, what is their situation. Then I send out the application, and then they send it back. I look it over, make sure everything's in order, and then I send out to the representative. If there's something missing, the representative contacts that individual, and they ask few more questions and kind of investigate it a little bit more because that's their job, and then they bring it to our meeting. We have quarterly meetings all through the year, and then it's discussed in the meeting with the 9 representatives, and then it's voted on. So it isn't one person making the decision, it's the 9 representatives from the board that make the decision.
And how often do you give out money then? Is it once a year?
Every quarter.
Every quarter.
Every
okay.
quarter we do. Our last meeting was October 18th. We gave out a total of $21,000, over $21,000. So for the year, we've given out over $87,000.
So the money you give out each quarter is based on what was brought in that quarter?
Correct. Or,
okay.
Correct.
So you're not really holding on to these funds for any long length of time?
No. Nope. What comes in goes back out each quarter.
You're just reallocating the money in,
correct.
In that.
Right.
And then I guess you would let the members know that they've been participating in this program, and they'd probably wonder.
Yes, it's listed on their bill. It's okay. called Roundup, and it's listed that how much money that they've done, and it usually comes out to around 50 cents for each person. And we do have 90% of the membership in the Roundup program.
And I imagine, too, over time you've had a lot of interesting applications from these different districts.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We've had a lot. A lot of the times we have ambulance districts, fire districts coming in looking for something because they don't get a lot of money either. They try very hard. But so we've helped get, like, oxygen tanks, masks for the firemen, ambulance districts. We've gotten the Lucas system. I don't know if you know what that is, but the Lucas system is a chest compression machine. So that they don't have to do the actual CPR, they can administer their IVs or whatever they need to do while this chest compression machine is working. So it's kind of interesting to see some of the applications and see what they're looking for. And then once we do give applications, we can go out and speak with the people that received the grant, and we can take pictures. I have photo albums of things that we've given out, and it's nice to see the smiles on people's faces once they get the grant and they're so happy to get what they need.
So a little education on your part to find out about certain things that different businesses need, or what is it? What are
correct,
these things?
Like correct. Correct. Why do you need it? What's it for? And oh, now I know.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it's very interesting to see, but it also shows the way the Lorain Madera Electric Cooperative, as a cooperative, kind of gives back to its members, and its members
correct.
Also help out the people in their community.
Yeah. So the total for the People Fund grant is over $1.3 million since 1999. So that's pretty substantial. We're pretty proud of
that's
that.
It's all just for rounding up a bill to the nearest dollar.
Correct.
It's amazing how all that money can really be saved, and you can
little bit can help a lot.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in this morning, Terry Mazzoni and Karen Farraga with Lorain Madera Rural Electric Cooperative. I know, Terry, you still got a busy day ahead of you, the daylight upon us, and hopefully everybody will get their power back sooner than later. But
we expect patient. Everyone to have their power on today.
Okay. Very good. Well, we appreciate your time coming in this morning.
Our pleasure.